法师、各位居士大德，大家阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。
请放掌。那我们今天呢，要看第五组啊，这个胆汁痰脓血和脂肪。那上礼拜我们把那个胆汁痰脓已经看过了啊，那现在呢要看的是第四个血啊。大家都看过血啊，有的人呢看到血就昏倒了啊，可见它有多么恐怖。所以我们呢看到血，不管它是鲜红色的啊，还是暗红色的，还是它干了以后变成黑色的啊，然后呢它又有一股那种血腥味啊，很不好闻。那我们想到这里呢，就很快能够啊引发我们的厌恶感啊，这个是啊我们这边讲的时候啊大家可以感受到的啊。那另外呢，我曾经在这个电脑的网络上看到说，这个2009年啊，台湾的猪血糕啊被这个英国啊旅游网站的这个会员啊跟这个编辑评为是全球十大怪食之首啊，第一名啊。这个被外国人认为呢是比那个啊有些地方啊这个吃虫子的啊更加恶心恐怖。好，他评选啊全球十大最怪食物啊，这个外表漆漆黑黑的，不知道是什么，但是呢咬起来呢是这样香 Q 的啊，这个台湾道地的小吃猪血糕竟然赢过这个南韩吃的这个活的 taco， 那个活的章鱼烧，还有这个乌干达非洲的吃这个蚱蜢啊，马来西亚的榴莲很多人也不敢吃啊，这真都超过这些食物最有名的最怪的食物，全球十大排行榜第一名的就是这个猪血糕。好，那这个事实上这个猪血糕啊它的源头啊叫米血糕啊，就是呢获动物的血然后加上一些米啊。它这个发源地在哪里呢？是中国南方有一种就是特有的一种米食的糕点啊，然后随着这个我们这个迁徙，从福建迁徙到这个台湾，就传到台湾来。这个缘由就是说，以前在农家很省啊，捡杀鸭的时候，基于这个节俭的美德呢，不忍心啊，这个鸭血就这样把它倒掉，所以他就拿了一个碗啊，然后就放一些米，然后把这个鸭杀了之后那个血这样让它流下来，然后存起来之后把它蒸熟，沾这个酱料来吃，这个就是我们最早这个鸭血糕。后来呢因为这个鸭肉的价格很高，好，然后呢这个养育的时间要很长很费时，所以这个鸭血啊供不应求。那你说好啊，那杀鸡啊拿鸡血，鸡血呢很不容易凝固，好，所以呢没办法，只好呢渐渐的就用了这个猪血来取代这个鸭血，成为了猪血糕。好，所以这个猪血糕在我们台湾啊这夜市啊小摊贩啊很流行的一个小吃，好，你把它这个蒸好之后呢，要弄成条状的也好，菱形的也好，啊，把它沾上这个酱油之后呢，依照客户的需求，看要甜辣酱还是辣椒酱，然后再加上这个花生粉，啊，再加上少量的香菜，然后之后呢，插上一支竹签。这个英国的这个网站啊，描述台湾的这个猪血糕说啊，很奇怪。它的吃法怎么跟冰棒一样，都是插着棍子在街上卖啊，哦？那我们也可以看到，在这个盐酥鸡这个摊子上，猪血糕是直接丢到这个油锅里面去炸，好，哦，切开来之后呢，也是的，撒上这个胡椒盐呐，啊，胡椒粉或者是辣粉等等，哎呀，大家也是吃得非常非常开心。或者呢，这个秋冬到了之后呢，这个猪血糕也是热门的火锅，这个火锅料里面的首选啊，哦，这等等，这台湾人非常喜欢吃猪血糕。这么多人喜欢吃猪血糕的情况之下，我们有没有想过这个猪血从哪里来？是怎么来的？啊，哦，我们呢，很抱歉要给各位看以下的一段小小的影片。好啊，如果呢真的很害怕，你就呢，不要看得太清楚，很多东西啊都是 在使用的当下没有想那么多，那经过人家提醒之后才知道，哦，原来是这样。好，那你就可以考量一下，这个叫牺牲的限度。好，准备好了哈，那个第一排的你们要小心一点，如果太恐怖就换个位置。 这个是有影片的。早期呢，有一些记者，这个还是公立的啊，有人去采访这个私宅的民间的啊，有些乡下地方私宅的这种屠宰场，他把他的这个看到的情况呢，真实记录下来之后，做成录音带，因为那时候还没有这些什么 DVD 什么的，做成录音带，上面写着呢，饮食与健康就在楼上那个流通，免费结缘。那很多人就拿回去看了、啊，用听的，其中他就说到说啊，不管是牛还是猪啊，在这个私人的屠宰场，这个私宰的非法的屠宰场里面啊，他们呢是排队的啊，等着被杀的时候呢，这个前面这一只猪，后面这只猪排队的时候要被杀，就眼睁睁的看着前面那只猪啊，他这个利刀一砍下来，这个头马上断掉，那个血用喷的满地都是，然后那个头掉在地上的时候，那个耳朵还在动，眼睛还在眨，然后那个四只脚，另外那个身体是站着的，因为那个太快了，很利的。然后后面那一只猪看到以后就跑也跑不动了，因为四肢发软，然后吓得这个大小便都失禁了，啊、哦，太可怕了。所以我们就想到说，这个血流满地啊，最多就是我们说这个血徒啊，啊、哦，这个畜生道就是都是这种血徒啊、哦。那哀嚎声四起啊、哦，就让人家一想起来就是啊，这个全身汗毛竖立，然后那个厌恶感啊，就很快就可以升起来。好、哦，那。同样的，我们练习这个血，这个厌恶感一旦升起来之后呢，啊，这个血的相貌啊，满地都是血，或者是它是怎么喷的，或是怎么血腥的，这个相貌我们都要把它舍掉，然后呢，安住在这个厌恶感当中啊，等到它这个我们呢再次起这个妄想的时候，打妄想的时候呢，你就观它是无常、生灭、无我的。好，我们这样练习。这个八正道里面啊，提到佛呢，提到这个正命，就是说我们呢、啊，佛弟子应该以正当的这个生活方式啊，包括我们的职业，来赚取我们生活所需的啊这个钱财啊。像我们刚看到这个屠宰场的这些啊，都是合法，政府所合法的这个屠宰场。可是如果在这边工作的人啊，他不是用这个人道的方式来处理这些牲畜的话，你看每天啊在这边培养的就是杀心。我们说这个慈悲心是我们佛弟子啊，今天啊要成佛最基本要具备的就是这个慈悲心。慈是娱乐，悲是拔苦啊、哦、可是在这个如果你的职业是在这种地方工作的话，那就很难。每天都是看到这个就让人家觉得呢很不忍心。好，那可是必须在这边工作的话，那这个跟我们啊这个学佛要去除要培养的这个慈悲心啊，就很背道而驰，非常的困难。所以呢这个工作机会啊其实很多啊，看我们呢在我们的选择啊，有的人是真的不晓得，而且是祖上传下来的，他不明白为什么这个职业真正当当不偷不抢为什么不行。实际上在佛法的立场上来看的话，那真的就是不行啊。这个杀生的职业还是最好不要。接下来我们来看呢、啊、下一个，各位知道我们脸上的这个眉毛要做什么吗？挡汗的，不是。拿来给你画这样画那样的，不是，是挡汗的。好，如果你这个本来是个身体的状况啊，不是那么容易流汗的话，你真的不知道眉毛要做什么。那等你汗水淋漓的时候，你才知道汗的滋味。你尝起来，万一不小心放到嘴巴来尝，它是什么味道？咸的。如果没有这个眉毛在这个眉骨上面长出来，帮你挡住的话，它一下子呢，就滴下来就到眼睛了，可能你就没办法，这个睁开眼睛好好看 好，所以这个眉毛还有这个作用。好，我们进入看到第五个汗。好，这个就是我们所流的，每天所流的全身这个汗。好，这个大家很有经验，尤其在台湾。好，我们可以想象这个流出来那个汗臭，你自己闻看看，这个夏天，哎呀，真的是非常的臭。如果是一个礼拜没洗澡的那个味道，各位想想看。然后呢，你挤在公车上，或者是捷运的车厢里面啊，这个捷运的车厢里面不是都没有人啊，冷气很强，不是这样，是在上下班尖峰时间，你挤我，我挤我，都没有一个地方站的时候，你闻看看，不仅自己身上的味道你闻得到，你隔壁那个大男生的那个味道你也从容闻到，哦，那个实在是臭死啊，所以呢，一定是非常难闻的。好，现在全球暖化越来越严重啊，那台湾的夏天闷热的程度呢，也一年比一年啊令人难受。那所以这个对我们来讲啊，这个要升起对汗的这个厌恶感啊，相对上是很容易的啊。这个每天我们都可以啊拿来试验一下。那同样的这个汗呢，各种我们在生活上的体验啊，这个厌恶感一升起来之后呢，也是一样啊，这个汗的那个相貌，那个厌恶感，你就把它舍掉，安住在厌恶感当中。然后呢，啊，明白呢，它是无常无我的啊，是它真的是无常无我，没有人一直全这个二十四小时全身都在流汗，没有啊。他如果呢洗个澡，冲个凉，然后开个冷气，躲在冷气房里面，那时候没有汗，非常的好，身体你还觉得它蛮香的。实际上不是的，好，所以它都是无常无我的啊。哪一天呢？你的冷气这个冷媒坏了，不能吹的时候，那不管你怎么洗，它都是臭的。好，也就因为呢有这个汗的关系，所以我们呢观察呢，它是呢无常无我的。好，我们现在开始练习。第五组最后一个啊是脂肪啊，脂肪大家相信大家也都看过啊，就是呢，生的肥猪肉那个样子，不管你看到的是五花肉还是三层肉，还是那个就是呢它的那个皮到那个瘦肉之间那一层，那个就叫做脂肪，那一定是那个油腻腻的，同样呢也是让我们呢这个一想到就觉得很厌恶。那如果呢你就说啊，我现在已经吃素很多年了，这个五花肉三层肉对我来讲离我很远，那是不是这个脂肪就不容易观想？你看齁，如果很多啊，现在很多很注重外表的人，他总是呢希望他的身材啊能够依自己的意思，好，哪里该瘦就应该瘦啊，那要有肉的地方呢，他最好是有肉啊，因此呢就有很多人啊，他会呢借用先进的医美技术啊，让自己呢呈现那个这个最唯美的体态啊，像在这个后背啊，好，这个肉应该怎么长啊，然后这个上手背啊，还有最明显就这个背里这个腹部啊，还有这个大腿啊等等的这个脂肪细胞啊，发达的地方呢，很容易肥胖的地方啊，以现在最流行的这个美容的技术啊，什么水刀抽脂啊，然后呢给它软化它的脂肪，然后呢抽出来，待会你会看到那个水管抽出来，你注意看那个就像那个以前的猪油一样，然后呢也可以抽出先前注入的那个配方水，让它呢这个麻醉药残留的这个比例比较低，好，就不会伤到呢这个血管和神经，然后呢手术之后的疼痛啊跟这个淤青啊会较传统的这个手术比较这个少一点，好，这些伤害比较少一点。各位在座都是学佛的，离这些东西好像离我们很远，实际上在外面啊非常流行。好，以前啊，很久以前，十几年前我就听说啊，在韩国的女生啊没有一个没有美容的，不是在电视上看到那些哦，在街上走的你的同学你的朋友没有一个女生没有美容。那现在呢这句话可能适用在台湾了，好，当然不适用各位，我们看一下两段影片你就知道现在这个大概知道一下状况。
This morning, Dr. Malin will demonstrate.
现在最赚钱大概就是这个美容的医院，好，很赚钱，但是呢，纠纷非常多，好，所以这些广告看起来都很好，好，各位这个要有智慧去判断，还没出来。
This morning, Dr. Malin will demonstrate a Lockwood lower body lift, a procedure designed and presented by Ted Lockwood several years ago and done in the outpatient surgical unit. The total lower body lift is not suitable for large patients with large fat deposits. It provides best results for patients who are normal weight for their age and size and have very loose tissues.By the end of 4 to 6 months, all of the swelling is gone and the patients have a high level of satisfaction. As Lockwood demonstrated, the banana roll will be reduced, as will some flaccidity in the area of the liposuction. A modification of the Lockwood procedure that can be performed at the same time is tightening of the lateral and medial thigh and buttock areas.Dr. Malin will also suction the flank and back above the dissection so that this fold and the lax tissue that people don't like here will tighten up. At the end of the procedure, Dr. Malin will remove this old scar, leaving a much less obvious scar and tightening the abdomen in both the hypogastric and epigastric areas. This will give a flattened and more desirable appearance to the abdomen.The dissociative anesthesia described by Dr. Vernick works well for this procedure. An IV kept running throughout is used to administer Versed and ketamine as needed to keep the patient comfortable and amnestic. This small incision is used to insert the tumescent injection cannula. As Dr. Malin tumesces the patient, you'll see things bulge up.Dilute xylocaine is injected right along the fascial planes rather than just under the skin. The initial injection of dissociative anesthetic is usually 5 to 10 milligrams of Versed, followed by 50 milligrams of ketamine. Anesthesia is maintained by titrating the agents such that more ketamine is administered if the patient moves, and more Versed if there is a vocal response.Dr. Malin will now do the liposuction of the back and of this irregular area of the thigh using a number 4 pinto tip suction cannula. A larger one, a 6, is also used, particularly to get to the thigh deposit because the short one won't go that low. There isn't much of a second layer of fat here in the flank, so working through the adherent nature of the central back with the liposuction apparatus alleviates the fold underneath the scapula.Which seems to patients like a lot of fat, even though it really isn't. Dr. Malin prefers the syringe technique, which takes a longer time but is quieter, and in his experience, provides a superior sculpting result. Compared to the tumescent technique, this has the advantage of much reduced bleeding, eliminating the need for transfusing patients.The pre-measured excision on the stretch is 16 centimeters. The patient is in the flex position with the knees held about 12 inches apart by a roll, in this case, a pillow. You can see now that this area has been suctioned and loosened up. It comes easily to this line, which is the incision line, and with a thumb here and another thumb here,You can see that this area of pull on the lateral thigh and buttock will, with some moderate tension, come up to that line. In this particular case, Dr. Malin will excise the whole ellipse. The skin is opened on the initial incision, and then he uses the cutting cautery current. There is little concern about depth here, because until the surgeon encounters the little white fibers, well described anatomically by Lockwood,The superficial fascial layer has not been reached. Anteriorly, it's thinner. You can see the white fibers of that superficial fascial layer coming into view. They will be more visible in a moment. Dr. Malin has just popped through the superficial fascial layer, which you can see on both sides as pointed out here. The deep fat underneath is a more bulging fat,And for that layer, he'll use the cannula dissection to alleviate the adherency zones. One can see at this point the superficial fascia right here on the upper flap. Dr. Malin will now use a blunt cannula designed by Lockwood to go down into the zones of adherency. The bow will pull this tissue up. This cannula can be inserted basically without causing any bleeding, all the way to the knee, laterally, medially, and nearly circumferentially, although it is not always necessary to reach that far. It is necessary to get the zone here over the greater trochanter loose and to go onto the anterior thighs so that when the tissue is pulled up, it not only pulls up the buttock here, but the whole lateral thigh becomes tense down to the knee. Note how when pulling here, the tension goes all the way down. The thigh is now ready. The knees must be kept flexed about 12 inches apart or the tissues won't close. You can see again that when this is pulled, the tension is transmitted across the zone of adherency, which is now all loose, all the way down the thigh, and there is a tremendous lift to the buttock itself. The superficial fascia is closed with a non-absorbable suture. Note how tight it is. The closure should be as smooth as possible, so the surgeon has to match the thicker edges here with the thinner edges there. Sometimes suction is needed at the end to get the incision to close perfectly. A 2-0 Tychron stitch is used to do the superficial fascia, and that layer is done in a running fashion. This is the subdermal closure. The superficial fascia closure is already completed. See how tight it is now. There is no way for this tissue to become ptotic again as long as that thick 2-0 Tychron suture holds. A bigger stitch could be used, but this has been effective. The subdermal closure is done using 4-0 monocryl in a running fashion in the subdermal plane, and the skin is closed with steri-strips and no external stitches. Other methods could also be used. Suction drains may be left in place, although this particular patient does not need them. Dr. Malin doesn't use suction drains very often unless there is a lot of superficial ooze or serum collection that doesn't seem to want to stop. When the wound is dry and clean like this one, it is closed without any suction drains. You can see the closed incision here. It has two layers with 2-0 Tychron in the superficial fascial layer, which takes all tension off the skin. You can see that there is still good skin movement. The skin has been closed with a subdermal 4-0 monocryl suture. This allows the skin to be pulled tight without popping, which often happens with use of Vicryl and Dexon. Dr. Malin prefers Mastisol as an adhesive and applies it to either side of the suture line on the left posterior lateral thigh and the first part of the abdominal closure. The patient is now turned over on the other side to do the right side of the posterior lateral thigh lift. You can now see the right posterior lateral thigh lift to lift this area which has been undermined and released at the superficial fascial level and pulled. This side has had about 18 centimeters removed and has been steri-stripped on both sides. Now the patient is turned supine to suction the abdomen and then placed in the modified frog leg position to do the medial crural thigh lift to end the procedure. Dr. Malin uses the tumescent technique again anteriorly in order to do some modest suction here in the epi and hypogastrium of the abdominal wall. Note as the fluid is injected. The suctioning is done first, and the lower body lift is finished by excising the wedges that you see outlined. This morning, Dr. Malin will demonstrate a Lockwood lower...
Hi, my name is Celia, and I'm doing the terminal lipo. I have 4 kids, and before I had my kids, I feel great, but now I just don't feel good, and I would like to, with this procedure, be able to look better and feel better. I really feel like I don't want to use any tight clothes. Everything has to be loose, and I'm still young, and I really want to look great, I mean better, feel better. Dr. Novak, he's been treating my veins for the last past 3 years, so that's how I get to know that he's been doing this treatment. And I really feel comfortable with him because, like I said, he's been doing a great job with my pain. I don't like what I see right now in my body. That's why I'm doing the thermal lipo.
So we're marking the areas, and we want to mark in a standing area because this is how most people are. When you're laying down during the procedure, things will look a little bit different. Also, there'll be some numbing medicine that won't allow us to see the contour differences as precisely. So the markings are very important to see where we want to make our contour or our transitions, where we want to blend into the hip and the upper buttock area here, where we want to come up into the little bra fold to be able to work across those areas. What are the areas that you see that concern you the most?
Right here, in this area right here, also in the front.
I'll judge it by how much we can pinch. So what we can pinch here is what we can help you. So this is definitely where we're going to be able to help you a great deal. We're going to bring out, you can feel where the muscle and bone structure is. That's where we're going to bring out the shape that you have hiding underneath here. Definitely we'll get up into these areas to get more shape and contour. The goal is to take more from here. So we're trying to make as much of a transition, as much of a difference between the waistline. We'll try to get enough from here to make you happy, but the goal is to make that smaller there.
That sounds
the laser is actually heating and melting the fat in those areas. Right now we're doing the laser lipo. So this is also known as smart lipo, and the laser is the little light that we see underneath the skin, and that's gently heating the little fat cells, and it's helping to break down and melt the little fat cells for us, making it easier to remove them. The laser also can heat the skin a little bit to help tighten it, although thermage is what's really going to do the most to help tighten the skin and tighten these stretch marks after the procedure. So you can see it just goes very gently under the skin. There's very little or no trauma to the area.
I feel fine. I don't feel any pain or I don't feel nothing.
We're doing the power-assisted liposculpture. So this little instrument, the little cannula, is like a little straw that reaches underneath the skin. And it removes just a small little fat deposit at a time. The beauty of the procedure, this is local anesthesia. Our patient is here awake and alert with us. Just very gently, it's like using an electric toothbrush. It gently removes the little fat deposits. We've already used the laser to help break up some of those areas. And we can see that we have the nice little fat cells coming out there. These fat cells are permanently removed, so they will not grow back. We don't grow new fat cells at this stage of our life, so if our patient maintains their weight and keeps everything stable, she's going to do great and have a wonderful long-term result.
I mean, right now you don't feel absolutely nothing. It's just, like I said, it's just like a massage. I'm ready. I'm ready to leave and see. We'll see the result. Oh, it has been 3 weeks since the thermal lipo, and the result has been great. I feel good. I feel skinnier, and I can fit in all my clothes the way I wanted to look, and I just feel great. The next day, I feel good. I went for a walk to the mall. The very next day, you can see the difference.
看了这两遍，有没有人准备要去了？真的能够如这些爱美人士的愿吗？可不可以？事实上，我们都知道哦。在高明的这个抽脂方式啊，刚那个还可以边吃棒棒糖啊。从最先的传统抽脂手术之后啊，到这个现在的方式，可以说啊日新月异。从传统的抽脂进展到现在，你刚刚看到那个是最新的电动抽脂啊，有什么雷射溶脂啊、水刀抽脂啊，到目前有一种叫做最热门的，就是非侵入性的。冷冻溶脂、超音波溶脂，名称比一个比一个炫，然后科技感十足啊，我们连听都没听过，这个都是上网找的，多半只是呢暂时的效果，因为最最关键的还是我们的生活跟这个饮食习惯的调整，都会再胖回去的，没错，还是呢会让这个脂肪重新回到我们身上， 好，更何况这个手术啊，可能要面对的就是这个麻醉，好，出血，刚刚那个哦，你看割下去跟那个肥猪肉差不多，还有术后栓塞的等等这些风险，还有呢医师本身的这个医德，好，跟技术，好，都是呢这个手术成败的重要关键。好，就有一个你们应该有听说，就是从这个舞蹈老师发迹的，最后成为什么这个塑身达人，好，要瘦哪里就让你瘦哪里，然后转投资房地产，人家呢还称他为房地产女王啊，这位名人，他其实教人家怎么瘦身啊，他自己呢是去这个地方瘦身的。好，那两年前就是因为抽脂手术感染一种非常罕见的叫做非结核分支杆菌，好，这个感染这种很奇怪的病菌之后呢，这个病情严重到一度呢听说要必须要截肢了，然后这个腿上布满了红肿的这个烂疮，最多曾经达到99个，然后他去这个换药的时候，这个棉花棒伸进去就是6公分，痛到呢他两度要自杀，还找了这个律师来交代这个遗嘱，把后事办一办。好，听说现在病情已经好一点了，有回好转了，所以当事人回转这个回想这段往事的时候啊，都还是苦不堪言，好，与这个非常哽咽的。那现在在他小腿上的伤疤还非常明显，都看得到，而且呢他现在不能够久站，好，没办法这个站久、啊、另外还有一个艺人我们也清楚的，就是本来是男生后来变成女生的那个，好，传说也是因为这个抽脂不当就停工了，休息了半年。好，所以我们学佛人知道说啊，我们这个身体从这个母亲帮我们生下来那一天开始，他就是注定要老要病，好，最后一定呢每一个人都是要命中的，好，所以我们没有这样对这个真实的现象不了解的话，我们把这个精力放在这个臭皮囊上面，好，要他哪里瘦，要他哪里胖，要他没有皱纹，要他怎么样，每天用尽心思，好，这个要让他呢这个啊、如你意，好，这样子的一件事情是很不聪明的事情，好，所以呢我想我们大家都不可能做这个事情，好，那我们也是一样呢，要想办法对这个厌恶感，这个脂肪升起厌恶感之后呢，啊，这个厌恶感一升起来，好，那个相貌就把它舍掉，然后呢这个明白它是无常无我的，好，那现在因为时间剩几分钟，我们就这一座把它做掉，好，就看几分钟听法师的引进。好，我们这个就剩下最后第六组了，好，那各位的进度要慢慢把它跟上，好，那我们现在就是那个回向。